Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Over to you, Des.
Thank you, Mary. Padraig Harrington is sharing the lead at the US Senior Open Golf in Colorado. Great opening round of 3 under par 67 at the Broadmoor Club, and he's tied for the league with Mark Hensby. Now, also in Colorado overnight, the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team were beaten 4-0 by the United States in their friendly international in Denver. The American side, who had rested most of their European-based stars, led 2-0 at half-time. Ireland now have little time to recover. They head for Cincinnati, where they play the USA again on Sunday. Well, tonight's action in the Premier Division sees second-place Bohemians bid to continue to close the gap on league leaders Shamrock Rovers. Tonight, Bohemians host a Sligo Rovers team boosted by a big win over Galway this week. And while Shamrock Rovers play Waterford in Talla, it's third versus fourth when Drogheda meet Derry. Champions Shelburne go to Galway, and St Pat's face Cork City at Turner's Cross. At the Club World Cup, Manchester City look superb as they beat Juventus 5-2 in Orlando. Their manager Pep Guardiola said it's a long time since they played so well. In athletics, Faith Kipyegon fell short in her bid to become the first woman in history to run a sub-4-minute mile. The Kenyan clocked 4 minutes 6.42 seconds in perfect conditions in Paris. The time was 1.22 seconds faster than her world record, but the time will not be recognised as an official record because Kipyegon was assisted by a team of male and female pacemakers, and she wore technologically advanced kit and shoes at the Nike-sponsored Breaking 4 event. Well, to Gaelic Games now, and we have arguably the best weekend of the whole championship. With four quarterfinals in Croke Park, every one of them is hard to predict. I can't remember the last time this happened. Paul Flynn is with us to preview them, so let's take them in chronological order. First up, Donegal playing their ninth game against Monaghan, who had a rest last weekend.
One thing that'll be interesting just across the whole weekend is how the two-week break plays out. Will that two-week turnaround have an impact on the results? So we'll have a look at that next week. But yeah, first up, Donegal, Monaghan. This one has that bit of extra spice because Donegal have been feeling hard done by the six-day turnaround, and rightfully so. But come throw in, I think that'll be irrelevant. Jim will have his boys ready to go. These have had one score game already in Ulster this year, and you could argue since that game Monaghan actually have improved that little bit more, but Donegal remain one of my favourites for the All-Ireland. Monaghan's scoring threat have been well documented. McCarthy Ward coming from deep, you've got Bannigan who's flying an attack, and obviously Began and his 2-point weapon. But Donegal's best I think is better than Monaghan's best slightly this season, and we've got Gallen finding form. They've got depth in their squad, and they've got Michael Murphy, a proven winner, and that could be the difference on Sunday. So a slight Donegal win for me in this one.
Okay, and then we have the Dubs against Tyrone.
Look, this is a really interesting game. I think Tyrone under Malachy O'Rourke remain a bit of an unknown and will continue to grow and develop, but they've added structure and strategy to their undeniable talent that we all knew that they had. They hammered Dublin in the league in Omagh, dominating midfield, and they'll take great confidence from that victory. But Dublin on their own right are an enigma this season. They've been mixing the brilliant with the baffling. Inconsistency even within games, not even just game to game. So the key for Dublin for me, I've said it before, is Conor Callan has to play and has to be near his best. If he's fit and firing, Dublin have the edge in my opinion. If not, I think Tyrone could send the Dubs packing this season. It's as simple as that.
All right, and then Sunday's opening game, Meath versus Galway.
Yeah, look, really interesting game. Both sides have some injury concerns. Matthew Costello for Meath and Walsh for Galway, to name a few. And these two of these guys are as integral to their squads. And I really hope both of them play. I think it'll add to the game and the occasion. But in this draw, I'd say both of these teams felt that they got the best matchup that was possibly available to them. It'll be closer than many people expect, Des. But Galway have showed that grit against Down that I was really impressed with. Obviously, they had quality, but it was the grit that really impressed me. And that grit kind of combined with their bench strength and their squad depth could see them edge it in a tight game. But keep an eye out on two of the rising stars of the game in Croke Park this weekend. Kieran Caulfield for me, it has been exceptional, and Matthew Thompson for Galway. Both are young, but they play with a maturity that's beyond their years, and I'm looking forward to see them lighten up Croke Park this weekend.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that. And then we have arguably the game of the weekend, Armagh versus Kerry.
Yeah, game of the weekend for me. The All-Ireland champions, Armagh, take on the underdogs. Which sounds odd, Kerry. All week, one thought has stuck in my head and I can't get out of it, is that Kerry are going to beat Armagh, or Kerry are going to beat Armagh this weekend. And on a paper, when you think about it, it's hard to make the case. Kerry are ravaged by injuries. They're coming off a tough game last week. Armagh are rested, disciplined, have a stronger squad. But Clifford is just thriving this year in the new rules, exploiting the space and just being so effective. If Kerry can create enough opportunities, like what Dublin did when they played Armagh a couple of weeks ago, I think Clifford and co can dismantle this Armagh defence. But David will need support from his brother from the start, not off the bench, and Sean O'Shea as well. And Armagh, they have obviously got, you know, their defensive zone set up. But the question for me is, will they deviate from that to deal with Clifford? Go man to man on them, or will they trust their system? So that's what's one watch out for the weekend. And Armagh, in fairness to them, have their quality of their own up top. Connolly is flying, Reid O'Neill is back, Grugan has been excellent. But Kerry at their best have an ability to exploit space and these rules suit them. And they also have an ability to show up when they're written off. And I've learned that the hard way. And that makes them seriously dangerous underdogs. So, look, it's going to be a tight game. It's an unbelievable game to look forward to. And I just feel, it feels odd saying that Kerry are going to cause an upset. But I feel that they could cause an upset on the All-Ireland Champions this weekend.
Okay, interesting opinions from Paul. We'll carry all of the games on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport here on Radio 1. It's Derby weekend at the Curragh as well. And while we... we'll only have declarations for the big race confirmed this morning, it's almost certain to include Lambourne, who won the Epsom Derby recently. Looking ahead to the big race, Owen Ward.
Yeah, we don't have long to wait now until we know exactly who will be in the lineup for the big one on Sunday. At the moment, there are 10 possible runners, and it looks like we could have the first three horses home from the English Derby, which only took place 3 weeks ago. As you said, it was Lambourne who came out on top that day in Epsom, so he's bidding to become the 20th horse to complete the English and Irish Derby double. However, it's certainly not a foregone conclusion. You just have to look at the last couple of years to see that two of Aidan O'Brien's last three English Derby winners who attempted the Derby double, well, they came up short at the Curragh. We know it's a very different test. It's a more conventional course compared to the uniqueness of Epsom. So horses like Pride of Arras, who didn't take to Epsom at all, his trainer Rafe Beckett jokes that the horse came down the hill there like an ostrich on ice. He could be one of the English challengers that comes right back into the reckoning to challenge Lambourne on Sunday. And it actually looks like we've a very strong overseas challenge right across the weekend. You'd say particularly in tomorrow's big race. That's the Group 1 Pretty Polly Stakes. We've French and British horses in the lineup, and it's a race that the home team hasn't been particularly successful in of late. The winner's trophy has been exported in 4 of the last 8 years, and disappointingly from an Irish perspective, that could be the case once again tomorrow, because Kalpana, who's trained in England by Andrew Balding, she comes here with a big reputation to uphold, and she certainly looks to be one of the big names that we're looking forward to seeing in action tomorrow.
Thanks for that, Owen. And ahead of the weekend, the warm-up Friday meeting gets underway at 4:50. Finally, swimming, Ellie McCarthy won gold at the European Under-23 Championships in the 200 metres individual medley. And the 2025 World Rowing Cup 2 begins in Lucerne in Switzerland.